views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
The Millionaire Imprint for Women. This empowering radio show is about imprinting wealth for women, inspiring women of all ages to heal their karmic debts, to transcend the shame of poverty consciousness that women have lived with for centuries. It's time for women, for you to have a new relationship with money, to be smart with your money, to invest, to save, and to watch your money grow as you build your new empire, leaving legacies that you're proud of. Join Marty, Michelle, and Cornelia Fridays from 1 to 2 on The Cornelia Stephanie Show at Transformation Talk Radio. Are you in?
Happy Friday, everyone, and welcome to today's episode of Cornelia Stephanie's Millionaire Imprint for Women. I'm her co-host today, Michelle Boss. I'm a personal finance coach and educator that is here to talk to you and with Cornelia today about financial freedom. And in today's episode, we're going to talk about building net worth, investing, and creating passive income. So we're building upon each of the prior month's shows where we started with the basics, worked on our financial foundation, and culminating in today's topics, which is very exciting for me. This is the really fun stuff, the good stuff.
Yeah, I love that. I love that we're talking about that today. And also, you know, how you just said we're building, you know, all the shows that we've done in the past. We're setting the stage for what it is that we're here to do today. And now we're getting to the good stuff.
Absolutely. So did you want to do an introduction, Cornelia, or should we dive right in?
Oh, let's dive right in, dear. Go ahead.
Awesome. And dive in. Yeah. We all know who you are. I wanted to start with the term financial freedom. It's used a lot, and talk about what that means to me. And I'd love to know what, when you hear that, what term does that bring to you? What does that term mean to you, Cornelia?
Do you want me to go first?
Yes.
Okay. So financial freedom. Oh my gosh, you know, this is really big for me. It means that I'm living in my authentic path, and that means that I am living how I want to live in my chosen timeline. And that is that I can that I'm doing what I love, that I'm honoring my core values, and that I am living in financial freedom doing what I love. And that's really it in a nutshell, but it's really huge because, again, you know, being an entrepreneur and, you know, thriving in your business, building a business, thriving in your business, staying true to, you know, your message hasn't been easy. It hasn't been easy. And there's been a lot of sacrifice that's had to have been made in order to get to this point. And it's still challenging. It's still always a practice of letting go of, you know, things and to really move into the truth. And that is the truth of how do I want to live my life? You know, what's true for me now, you know, and being committed and dedicated to live in financial freedom. For me, it was never being tied to a building, not tied to a building. I want to be able to have my business online and be able to be mobile and travel the world while I'm speaking, coaching, doing retreats. And part of my online media radio platform, it was all part of that strategy of that this is how I set up my life so that I can continue on educating, communicating, inspiring, and empowering people, and also collaborating, like, you know, with people like you, while I'm setting up my life to live in financial freedom.
So there's so much that you just brought up there, and asking that same question of different people would evoke probably similar, but just as many different answers, what that term means to people. And that's why I wanted to start there today, sharing my perspective. I was heavily influenced in my 20s studying Robert Kiyosaki and Susie Orman. Mm-hmm. And very different financial educator camps. But for me, financial freedom was defined or shaped as the income freedom coming in passively. So I have time freedom to do what I want to do with my time, to live, you know, like you live where you want to live, travel, work from wherever you're at. So creating that freedom through streams of income that you're paid without trading your time, trading your hours for money. And being able to create that life that you want to live. And when it comes down to it, numbers wise, having more passive income entering your bank accounts than expenses going out. So when I was learning about this concept, it was all about creating or acquiring or purchasing assets. We're going to dig into that, what that looks like and how to create this financial freedom for yourself. Lots of different ways to do it, but creating or attaining those assets so that your lifestyle is paid for without you having to clock in and trade your time for money. And that creates a lot of freedom. And I think that the term is really thrown around a lot, you know, financial freedom. It's exciting. It sounds great. You have all the money to do whatever you want to do, you know, but what does that really mean? And how does that contribute to your security? So for me, having income coming in without having to trade your time for it, that more than covers your expenses and covers your desired lifestyle is my definition of financial freedom.
That's wonderful.
So different, right? To look at the same term in two different perspectives. And yeah. I'm sure there's lots of other things people could add here. But essentially, it is something that so many people strive for because we want more time for ourselves. We want more time to pursue our dreams or to spend time with our family or raising a family. So how exactly do we go about creating that financial freedom? And there's the philosophical, you know, aspect that we can talk about. And there's also physical things, concrete material strategies and things that you can do to create those actual sources of passive income. Making sense so far?
Yes, loving it. I can't wait to hear some of the ways that passive income that you are going to educate us with. What some of those are. So I'm sure there's more than one.
Absolutely. And that's what's really neat, the possibilities and creativity truly are endless. And that's one of the keys with personal finances that I also like to emphasize, is that you're only limited by your own mind and your own lack or level of creativity that you're willing to come up with. So for beginners, because I realize we have a wide audience on the show today, and especially young people, the one place I would recommend starting is the Robert Kiyosaki game that I learned about financial freedom on. And it teaches you how to get out of the rat race, is what Robert Kiyosaki calls it. So the rat race, of course, trading your time for money. And this is easily available in libraries on his website, but it really teaches the foundation of the concepts of creating passive income to pay for your expenses versus income, and then building your net worth from there. So that's where I would recommend beginners start. Once you are very, very clear on the concept and ready to get going, then I would recommend, you know, looking at different options and if just starting to feel what might make sense for you. So some common sources of passive income: real estate. There's lots of different ways to invest in real estate. And just a disclosure, you know, I'm not a financial advisor. I'm an educator. So these are ideas. I can always give you more ideas and talk about this further. I've also blogged quite a bit about different strategies. So I'm just going to throw out a couple to get the juices flowing and get some ideas in people's head. So real estate is a great way as far as first deeds of trust. Real estate investment groups, so REITs, and also being a landlord. So if you actually purchase real estate and then turn that around as an investment property. Other forms of passive income would include businesses that you acquire or invest in that you don't necessarily have to actively be involved in. And then sorry, there was another idea that just popped into my head regarding the real estate. It's called land banking. So just throwing that out there. And then the one final, because I know we're getting close to our break here, would be loaning money. So loaning money, and then very commonly is investing in the real estate market, the markets, stock market.
Oh, like trading.
There's lots of different ways to, other than portfolio income is the point I'm trying to make. You can do micro loans. You can be an angel investor. There's a lot of ways you can get started with just a small amount of money. And it doesn't necessarily have to be the traditional stock market investing.
Yeah. Wow, those are quite a few pathways that I guess it would be to each person would be different, whatever they feel resonant or drawn to, right? Like real estate, I like real estate. I really like that. And I know like one of my things is going to be down the line as I'm setting up my philanthropistic lifestyle is going to be, micro loans and making loans available because I want to be able to support other women with, you know, building their businesses and so that they can, you know, do what it is that they came here to do. That's one of my future goals. So it's going to be exciting. So thank you for bringing this out. I think we'll go to break on the Cornelia Stephanie Show. We'll be right back with Michelle, and we're going to go deeper into creating passive income. So thanks, Michelle.
Thank you, Cornelia. It's a pleasure. Okay.
Dream on, fly high, and live adventurously on The Laura Meeks Show. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio as host Laura Meeks guides you in finding your unique gifts and bringing them to life. as a certified life coach, speaker, and veteran bomber pilot for the U.S. Air Force, Laura knows how to follow a dream. She is ready to support you so you can dream on, fly high, and live adventurously. For more information on Laura and her work, visit flyhighliving.com.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Are you traveling most of your day? Do you want to take Transformation Talk Radio with you anywhere you go? Well, guess what? There's an app for that. Just go to the App Store on your Apple device or the Google Play Store on your Android and search Transformation Talk Radio. Catch all of our live shows no matter where you are. Thanks for listening.
Are you ready to shift your current beliefs about death? From debilitating pain and loss. Follow Angie Corbett-Kuyper as she shares that through choice, present moment awareness, and keeping an open mind that anything is possible, even in death. Tune in to Beyond Proof Radio with Angie, redefining death and loss, every first and third Wednesday at 12 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more, visit AngieCorbettKuyper.com.
Like the branches of a tree, universal knowledge, insight, and wisdom must be weaved together to bring forward to others. If you live in the Western Washington area, you will want to make the trip to Auburn and visit the new Alchemy of the Goddesses Center. Now open and offering healing sessions, classes, crystals, books, oils, and more. Find out more about the center. Visit alchemyofthegoddesses.com. That's alchemyofthegoddesses.com.
Demystifying the Journey on From Here to There Radio with your host, Diane Garris. Tune in every third Wednesday, 4 p.m. Pacific Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com as Diane helps you get from where you are now to the life you envision. Get ready to get unstuck and move forward. Every show features a new special segment, New Age Notes, demystifying hot metaphysical topics of the day. For more information or to work with Diane, visit DianeGarris.com.
I'm loving talking about financial freedom, passive income, and what it means to each of us. Before we took the break, Michelle, you gave us a distinction. Do you want to recap that again?
Absolutely. So what we're talking about is creating financial freedom for ourselves, yeah, which really means something different to everybody, but essentially it gives you that lifestyle freedom to do what you want with your time instead of trading your time for money to pay your bills. And how you reach that financial freedom or that inflow of money without having to trade your time is with passive income. So it's a way where there's lots of different ways that you can earn passive income, which is what we started talking about and listed some different ideas. And my blog is also a great resource to dive into some of those deeper for anyone who's interested. And then we wanted to talk about how that ties into our net worth and building upon getting to and attaining that passive income to reach financial freedom.
And your blog is, how do people get to your blog?
So my website is themoneyboss.org. There's a tab right up on the top of the website that says events and blog. And that has a whole host of categories. I've done a couple of series on investing, so that would be the best place to start for more information on these specific strategies I've been mentioning. I'm also on Facebook, so at The Money Boss is my handle, and also a great way. I'm on there every Friday for Facebook Live, talking about different strategies and different tips and tricks to get smarter with your money.
Absolutely. I'm just loving that, because what we want to do is we want to empower, we want to educate, we want people to be in right relationship with their money and live their life according to how they want to live it. You know, some people would just be happy to just live in a tiny house and, you know, really, you know, not do a lot with, as far as, you know, with, you know, investing or whatever. It's just, again, according to everybody's own unique pathway of what, how they want to live their life. Where before, we've never thought about those things before, that we, you know, we didn't think about what are our core values and how do we want to live. And each person has their own way that they want to set up their life and live. And what we want to do is we want to inspire you that you can set it up according to whichever way that resonates with you. And building your net worth is really an important part of living in financial freedom.
Yes. So your net worth does not have to be complicated. It's simply the difference between your net assets and liabilities. So again, your net worth is the difference between your total assets and your liabilities. And that is an important marker to measure where your wealth accumulation is at. It's a great marker to see where you're at and where you want to go, and tie that in with your lifestyle goals. Whether it is living in a tiny house or a, what's called a laptop lifestyle where you're traveling around, every one of us, no matter what we prefer and how to live, that we have expenses that cost money and we can't work forever, right? I mean, there's always something we're going to be doing, but it is a common goal for many people to retire and have that time freedom. So how can we create that now or faster?
Nice.
Yeah. And so if you've never taken a look at or calculated your net worth, I have a free gift or tool for you today. If you're interested, simply email me at info@themoneyboss.org. That's info at themoneyboss.org. I also have contact forms on my website, themoneyboss.org. More than happy to send this tool to you, and it's a net worth calculator. There's also a lot online, but if you're the pen and paper type like I am, I'm a write everything down numbers kind of gal. It's, you know, there's a lot of different components. So being able to write that down and really tie in and then have a screenshot for your snapshot of where you're at today. It's an amazing tool to look back at annually to see, you know, how your financial life has changed and how you're progressing towards your goals of building your net worth and your wealth.
Wonderful.
Yep. So that's very fun. And I'm happy to help answer questions on how to fill that out as well. But this is a tool that I have been asked to fill out myself. I'm investing in different projects. And it's actually what you would fill out if you were going to a bank, you know, to apply for a loan, for a business loan, for example, or to purchase a home. So it's a great exercise, even if you fumble through it and you've never, you know, you're not comfortable with numbers or it doesn't feel really natural to you yet. It's just a great tool, a reflection tool to see, okay, where am I really at? Because the first show we did together, Cornelia, you remember we talked about budgeting and how I believe very strongly that that is a great tool for getting in touch with your money and what's coming and going. The net worth is just taking that to the next level, rather than the minute details of your everyday day-to-day living. This is the bigger picture of where you want your longer term financial goals to go and measuring how you're getting there.
Yeah, I love that. I love being able to, you know, have these tools that really support us in getting honest, in getting, you know, empowered, and the tools that's going to help us, you know, craft and create the lifestyle that we want to live. So, you know, it's all there for us. We just have to, you know, be courageous and say, okay, yeah, even though I may not know all of this and I, you know, I'm not where I want to be, but I really want to, you know, leave a legacy and build a legacy that I can be proud of.
Yes. And sometimes, or what I found oftentimes is that organization skills come very naturally. It's an inherent skill for some of us, and many others, especially what I've observed when you're struggling with your finances, it's because you don't have, you know, a logical or really clear framework to organize everything. And so these tools that we're talking about are available to everybody. You can learn, you know, and they really do help. I mean, they're tried and true, proven tools to help provide that organization and structure with your personal finances. So you can feel like you know where you're at and which direction you're heading into, and then a way to structure that progress and those goals.
Yeah. And like you said, like I'm the kind of person, I love writing down, you know, I love writing everything down. So I even still have my calendar. I have a, you know, a planner that is...
Me too.
I love that. And I'm going to continue on doing that because we spend so much time on technology, and I love just being able to, at a quick glance, be able to look at something. Even my budget, I can go into my office and I can pull out my budget book, and I can open it up and I can look at exactly where I am right now and what, you know, what my expenses are, and I can look at it. And I like writing things down. That's part of my organization. I think organization is a really big piece in, you know, staying on top of it so that you know where you are, right?
Absolutely. It's something I talk about often as a financial coach, and just this morning on my Facebook Live. So I'd encourage you, if you want any tips on organization, my blog is also another great resource for organization. There's a category actually called organization on the blog directory. So again, themoneyboss.org, but great, great resources available and tips, especially now that it's tax season. Oh. It takes the organization to a whole new level. You got to get those, you know, financial documents in order.
Yeah. And that's the other thing. Like you just said, the tax season, and how do you, you know, we're still so early in the year right now that you can really organize your 2019 in a way while you're still dealing with your 2018 gatherings of taxes and things, but set it up to where right now you already feel empowered. And because there's so much change, so many tax laws that are changing, that have changed, there's so much. So it's like we have to stay on top of it and really know, you know, what you know, what's going to help support our financial blueprint, right?
Absolutely. And it doesn't have to be hard. So that's what we get to share.
Yeah, yeah. Love that, Michelle. So let's take another break on the Cornelia Stephanie Show, and we'll be back talking more about investing, financial freedom with the Money Boss, Michelle Boss. We'll be right back.
Wow. Hey, everyone. Welcome. Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. I'm telling you, I got to pinch myself some days, because when each of us gets called to do something that we so not thought was in our wheelhouse to do for a purpose that's so much greater than us, we get to show up and shine.
If you would like to show up and shine on the Dr. Pat Show as a co-host or sponsor, send us an email to inspire@thedrpatshow.com.
This is Peggy Snow, practitioner at Stellar Reflections, with a Stellar Reflections Minute. So many people these days are trying to find ways to relieve their stress. What happens to our breathing when we're feeling overwhelmed and stress? When we tune in, we realize that we're either holding our breath or taking very shallow breath to signal the body that all is well, which most of the time it is, sometimes all that is needed is a nice, deep breath to break the cycle. First, exhale to get all the stale air out by engaging the abdominal muscles and blowing gently. Next, take a nice, full breath in, feeling it fill your body all the way down to your hips. Release fully and enjoy the freedom of movement. Notice how your body feels. Do you feel refreshed? Calmness is only a breath away. This has been a Stellar Reflections Minute. For more information about what we offer at Stellar Reflections, visit us at stellarreflections.com or call 425-999-9836. That's 425-999-9836.
Do you want the knowledge and wisdom to understand where spirituality, science, and psychology intersect? Then join the Karmic Path Radio Show with Tina and Laura on TransformationTalkRadio.com Thursdays at 4 p.m. Pacific. Follow this charmingly, disarmingly dynamic duo as they explore how psychic ability, spirituality, and karmic law tie together. For more information on Tina, Laura, and their groundbreaking work, visit thekarmicpath.com.
Do you know how powerful your thoughts and beliefs are in determining your experience of your life? Is it really true that simply by changing some of the words you use in your day-to-day language, that you can change your life? I'm Megan Edge. Join me on Playing on the Edge, Radical Change with Ease, with my co-host, Dr. Pat, on Transformation Talk Radio. I look forward to seeing you there.
To find out more about Megan Edge, visit her website at meganedge.ca.
Are you looking for the perfect setting for your next workshop or retreat? At Spirit Fire Meditative Retreat Center, cultivating consciousness is what we do best. Our guests count on us to create an atmosphere that supports serenity and well-being. We lead from the heart and create space for the mind. Freshly prepared meals designed with local and organic ingredients, 95 acres of beautiful woods and pastures, and a facility built with green in mind. This is what you'll find at Spirit Fire. For more information, visit SpiritFireRetreatCenter.com.
I love talking about money, and I'm talking with the money boss, Michelle Voss. We're talking about investing, and we're talking about financial freedom and the different pathways. So, Michelle, can we go a little bit deeper into the investing piece?
Absolutely. This is so fun this afternoon. I love talking about money too. And so we know that we all have a finite amount of time here in our 100 years or less. And trading time for money works. But if you really want to reach a level of financial freedom where you have the time freedom to do what you want, you still need to pay the bills. And so passive income is a form of income where you get money, pretty much a stream of income without having to physically trade your time. So we started talking about some of those examples and why it's so critical to have passive income to reach financial freedom. So I want to just talk about a few more examples. Let's start with real estate.
Okay.
So there's we also mentioned Robert Kiyosaki. He's one of the first financial educators I learned from. He's very big on cash flow, passive income, and getting out of the rat race. And further, you know, but I recommend his game. Also his book, Rich Dad, Poor Dad, that really talks about the different types of ways of looking at money, because we are programmed by our society and our families, because this is how we've all learned how to deal with money. It comes in, we pay it out. It comes in, we pay it out. And when we need to borrow to purchase an asset, for example, purchase a home or an auto vehicle, car, where we finance that, we are borrowing money from somebody else and then paying that money back. And who is benefiting in that situation? by providing the money. It's the bank or the financial, the money from. And so another book that I wanted to recommend to all of our readers, and another great place to start, is Becoming Your Own Banker by R. Nelson Nash. And R. Nelson Nash really takes this concept of financial freedom to a whole new level. So it's called the infinite banking concept. And the strategy really is that you become your own bank. So there's definitely a specific financial product out there that you can create, really, or structure for yourself, where you, instead of depositing money into your bank account that then gets debited as your expenses are paid for, income in, expenses out, you are building almost your own line of credit where you're depositing money that you can then borrow against. But it's your own money and you're paying yourself back the interest. So it's the ultimate level of understanding how money in our society works and then using that to your advantage, which...
Oh, I love that concept.
Yes, where Robert Kiyosaki starts and then R. Nelson Nash really takes it to a whole new level. It's a little complex. I'm just going to recommend that anyone interested in true financial freedom and being independent of the financial banking system, start with Becoming Your Own Banker by R. Nelson Nash. And then there's actually an advisor that I trust that I can recommend. His name is Travis Rogers. You can find him on LinkedIn, Facebook. I'm happy to give you an introduction. He's also extremely educated on the process and has been using this tool for the last 15 years. It's something that I wish I had started 10 years ago. And for anybody, especially young in our audience, I highly, highly recommend, learning about this system at least, because it's a way for you to not only create that financial foundation for yourself, but also allow yourself an opportunity to have income to purchase those assets or you're ready for the opportunity to invest and grow your wealth when those opportunities come your way, when you're set up and organized and prepared financially.
Yeah, so, I love all of the, because again, it's like, it can be intimidating when you don't know who to trust and where to go and, exactly what to do. And so, and again, it's like the more empowered you are, the more aligned you are, clear you are about what your vision is and where you want to go. And then, setting up your blueprint according to how you want to live. And then the right resource and the right people and the right introductions are right there.
And the concept itself is extremely interesting. There's, a lot of different people that can help get that set up. But yeah, Travis is someone I trust and have learned from. And the concept of just being able to create a legacy.
Yeah.
And have something to pass along to your family when you're no longer here, even beyond, having the freedom in this lifetime, the comforts to do what we want to do, the time freedom. This is a really solid, cool strategy on how to become financially independent and have those means. Even if you don't today, it's a place to start.
Yes.
To create that foundation and that pool of credit for yourself and an asset that never goes away and has, guaranteed benefits and is just passed on after you're gone. So yes, cannot recommend the Becoming Your Own Banker strategy, infinite banking system.
I had never heard of that before, becoming your own banker, but it's a brilliant out of the box, you know, strategy and concept. So it's like, why not become your own bank?
Well, and a lot of times, you know, there's misconceptions about the only way to invest or the only way to grow wealth is through the stock market. Mm-hmm. And for a lot of people, you know, myself included, I would rather have control over my money and investments than leaving it up to, you know, government sponsored entities and, you know, businesses that have their own best interests and stockholders in mind, but kind of leaving it up for chance. The market goes up, the market goes down. We saw that the last quarter of 2018 was at an all-time high, the beginning of October, and like it totally crashed by the end of the year. And I'm sure a lot of people listening can relate. There were so many people in 2002, 2008 that were solely relying on their stock market, their 401k or pensions that are no longer there to retire on. And that, to me, doesn't feel stable. It doesn't feel like a foundation that I can count on no matter what. And so that's what this is, this financial freedom and creating passive income is all about, is really being financially independent and you know, creating that stability for yourself and
security. Yeah, where you have like where you can really rely and have that sense of security that is, you know, that makes you feel secure and you're choosing it, that has your best interest at heart. It's not necessarily based on something else outside of you that you're involved in and that you get to choose how you want this to be. So I think people will be able to sleep better at night by.
Absolutely. And it's a little unconventional, but that is why, you know, we're talking about it. We're educating people about it so that you just don't have these one, two options in front of you. But no, there's a lot of options out there. And by opening up your mind and educating yourself, you can really create anything that you want in your life.
Yeah.
Without being dependent on things like the stock market.
Yeah. So what do you have? What was the free gift again that you have for everybody today, Michelle?
Yes. So lots of resources, of course, but the free gift is a net worth calculator. It's a PDF that I can email over. Simply contact me with info@themoneyboss.org or from my website, themoneyboss.org. I have contact forms that come directly to me. Happy to provide that. If you've never looked at your net worth, and also have the opportunity to ask me questions or delve further into any of the topics that we've been talking about today.
Great. And I just want to let everybody know that if you haven't listened to the other shows that we've done, especially, you know, with Michelle, or the shows that we did with Marty, and then even season one of The Millionaire Imprint, you can always email me at radio@corneliastephanie.com, and I will be happy to send you a PDF that has all the shows listed. I have them all in a PDF, and you can, again, empower yourself with exactly the right strategy, what's really calling you. Season one was really about clearing the shame and energy and the relationship that we've had with money, especially women, because women have not been paid their value or their worth in equality to men and our in our patriarchal society. And so there was a lot of energy that needed to be cleared. In season one, we did that and brought the educators on to help clear that energy out so that you can move into right relationship with money and really feel good about money, the energy of money, right? And I also wrote an ebook that will help you. If you would like that, I'd be happy to offer that as a free gift to all the listeners today. If they want to heal their relationship with money, just email me at radio@corneliastephanie.com and I'll be happy to email that to you. So we're talking about, you know, where do we go from here, Michelle? Where do people go from here? Where do they begin? What's your next step?
Yeah, and I think that's one of the brilliant things about what we're doing, meeting people where they're at. So if you're, you know, novice or midlife or later and wanting to get a hold handle on your finances, it just starts with focus, education, and then getting the support. You know, if you never learned about money management in school or from your family and just been kind of, you know, teetering along, it only makes sense that you're going to want to learn more and maybe even get some guidance. So I just wanted to really make that clear, is that the primary way that I work with people is through private one-on-one coaching. And we start with the basics all the way from budgeting. And don't get me wrong, this is not about sitting in front of a spreadsheet and tightening our belts, but I have a great tool that I shared on a previous show. So go back and watch that. I encourage you to, where it's really about getting connected in with what's coming and going. So starting with the basics and then, you know, looking at financial goals and taking aligned action to reach those financial goals. And then also looking at ways to that make sense for you, for, you know, my clients who work with me on how to build that net worth, how to create passive income, and how to attain that financial independence. So in addition to the one-on-one private coaching, I have a three-week group challenge that just started this week. And I want to add it because I just had someone enroll yesterday. So it's actually not too late if anyone is interested in that guidance or support or a place to start. So it's a three-week group challenge where we have three Zoom conference calls, one private Facebook group for support and accountability. And I'm actually walking the entire group through the same process I use with my one-on-one clients. It's access like no one has ever had access to me before. I'm giving it away at $119 in complete service so that people no longer have an excuse not to get their financial lives in order. So it's a really neat opportunity. Contact me if you're interested in that as well. It's not too late to catch up because we've only had one call. We have three left, and you could complete the homework or the challenge for this week over the weekend and jump right in onto next Monday's call if this is really calling to you.
Wow, and that's only $119?
Yes.
That's a no-brainer. Everybody should jump on that. That's really a great deal, Michelle.
I created it in complete service. I had a lot of requests to work with me. And, you know, I know that financial coaching is so needed, but not everybody can commit to private one-on-one, you know, coaching for a longer period of time. So this is really to jumpstart and to get everything in order and to get you on the right track for 2019.
Yeah, that's great. So when is your next call?
It is on Monday, February 25th. So yes, you'd want to enroll now. It's very easy to enroll. You just pay the enrollment fee. There's a welcome email. We add you to the group. And then you can get started on listening to the call replay, our first call that was earlier this week, and getting that assignment done. But I provide all the tools, literally the same process I take my private one-on-one clients through. So it's an amazing opportunity. And the group is a fabulous group of women. We have a dozen women.
Oh, you have a dozen women. And that is so great because when you're together in a group, you know, the healing and the what happens in a group is so much more powerful than sometimes even when it's one-on-one, because all of a sudden somebody else is sharing something and you identify with that and you can hold each other accountable and the whole group thrives together and rises together. So definitely is a great, you know, tool that you're offering for people that don't necessarily can't maybe afford the one-on-one coaching, but definitely want to get started at $119. It's like, jump on it.
No brainer.
A no brainer. Yeah. Yeah. So, and they can sign up at your website, michelleboss.org.
Yes. So simply getting in touch with me, probably any method, but through my website, themoneyboss.org, or on Facebook. I have a Facebook group, very accessible. It's my goal to respond quickly and would love for anybody else to jump in on this very supportive and loving group. It's been magical, really neat so far. So.
And how long does the call last? An hour? Or?
It's an hour. Yeah. An hour call, and everything is done by March 11th. So it's been designed to get very fast transformational results. So, you know, you're digging in, you're doing the work and in together in community with access to me and all the support of the group. So
awesome. 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 Yeah. Well, yay.
Yeah, my first group.
Totally. That's so great.
Yeah, it's been great.
And the fact that you've got a dozen women already, so it's like, wow, good for you.
So yes, we all need help.
Totally, totally. So what do we want to leave our audience with? We have just a few minutes left, and do you want to kind of recap our show for today?
Absolutely. So, you know, I, as a money coach and financial educator, take the fear out of finances. So, you know, if you do want to change something with your money situation or feel that worry or anxiety on a regular basis, even if you're rocking it, you know, in your career, in your relationship, sometimes we don't always feel like an adult is successful with our money in our financial lives. So this is all about, in this series with Cornelia and the Millionaire Imprint for Women, has been all about reclaiming that power and reclaiming that financial wellness. So starting with December, we started with the budgeting basics, great tools. The second call in January was all about building our financial foundation. So where to start. And then this week, to recap, we took it to a whole new level as far as really advancing your financial independence and how to create that financial freedom in your life. So time freedom, financial freedom, where you can do what you want with your time by creating passive income. That's income that you receive without having to work or trade your time for that income. So it happens automatically. Think commissions, recurring payments such as rent on real estate, recurring interest payments on a money loan, things like that, where a little bit of work up front sets you up for that passive income and creating assets such as with the infinite banking system or acquiring assets to grow your net worth so that you have a really strong financial base to draw upon and also leave as a legacy after you're gone.
Yeah. I love the work that you're doing. I love, you know, you do a lot of work out in the community with teaching teenagers and young people. And this is a perfect way to empower them when they're young. And really, there was one call that you and I did where I was saying, we're all really young in this because we're really just learning how to you know, how to do it. What we didn't, we had to unlearn, undo some of our old conditioning so that we can really fully step into living in financial freedom and how we wanted to be according to our own authority today. And that's why it's important that whatever calls to you, whatever resonates to you, to go for it and take that risk and make that call and sign up for that course or whatever. Because if you're listening to this, then your higher self guided you to hear this and make this the new beginning for your new life.
So. Yes. Well, I'm a manifester. I'm pretty sure you are as well, Cornelia. So we can coach and lead the way to manifesting what you want in your life. And I love that you mentioned the teens, because I will have a house full of teenagers here tomorrow, as a matter of fact, with another one of my money classes. And it's just a joy. That's, yeah, so fun to give back in that way. Catch them when they're young.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. It's how it should be. I wish we would have all learned it when we were young. So anyway, Michelle, thank you so much. Michelle, the money boss, many good lucks with all of your new coaching and with your weekend this weekend with the teenagers. Thank you so much for being on the show today. And we'll see you all again next time. Talk to
you. Thank you for having me. It's been a pleasure.
Thank you.
Thanks so much for being part of Creating Wealth for All Women. Every Friday, you benefit from the experience of women who share their financial wisdom. This movement is not about accumulating wealth. It's about being paid doing what we love, being able to invest in the things women are passionate about. Our new collective story is Women Are Powerful with Money. Becoming financially literate is the key to your empowerment and financial freedom. For more information, go to CorneliaStephanie.com.